Welcome to Just Ask AI. I'm your host, Herman Poppelberry. Today, we're diving into a fascinating question from Daniel about baby cry detection and whether there are dedicated audio libraries specifically designed for this purpose. Daniel noticed that Frigate has a model capable of detecting cries, yells, screams, and about 500 different sounds, including wildlife. But he's wondering if there's a more focused solution, a library that does nothing but detect baby crying, given how common this feature seems to be in IP cameras. This is actually a really interesting question that touches on both the technical and commercial aspects of audio classification. Let me break this down for you. First, you're absolutely right that baby cry detection is incredibly common in consumer devices. Nearly every baby monitor, many IP cameras, and countless smart home devices advertise this capability. So it would seem logical that there's some standard, off-the-shelf library that everyone uses. However, the reality is more complex. Most commercial implementations of baby cry detection are actually proprietary solutions developed in-house by the manufacturers. There are several reasons for this. The first reason is accuracy requirements. Baby cry detection isn't just about identifying any crying sound. It needs to distinguish between a baby's cry and other similar sounds like cats meowing, adults crying, or even certain types of music or TV audio. Each manufacturer wants to tune their algorithm for their specific use case and hardware constraints. Second, there's the issue of false positives and negatives. A baby monitor that constantly triggers false alarms will frustrate parents, while one that misses actual crying could be dangerous. Companies invest heavily in training their models on diverse datasets to minimize these issues. That said, there are some options available, though they might not be exactly what you're looking for. Google's AudioSet project includes baby crying as one of its classified sounds, and you can find pre-trained models based on this dataset. TensorFlow and PyTorch both have implementations that can detect baby crying among other sounds. There's also the YamNet model from Google, which is trained on AudioSet and can classify baby crying. While it's not exclusively for cry detection, you could easily filter its output to only respond to baby cry classifications. For more specialized solutions, there are a few academic and open source projects worth mentioning. The ESC50 dataset, which is commonly used for environmental sound classification, includes baby crying samples. You could train a model specifically on this data. Another option is the Urban Sound 8K dataset, which also includes crying baby samples among its urban sound categories. These datasets are often used as starting points for more specialized models. Now, if you're looking for something truly plug and play, you might want to consider cloud-based APIs. Services like Google Cloud Speech to Text API and Amazon Transcribe have some audio event detection capabilities, though they're not specifically designed for baby crying. There's also the option of using general-purpose audio classification libraries and training them specifically on baby cry data. Libraries like Librosa for Python provide excellent tools for audio feature extraction, and you could combine this with machine learning frameworks to build your own detector. One interesting approach I've seen is using transfer learning with pre-trained audio models. You start with a model trained on a large, diverse audio dataset, then fine-tune it specifically for baby cry detection using a smaller, more focused dataset. The reason you don't see more dedicated baby cry detection libraries might also be related to the relatively niche market. While the feature is common in consumer devices, the number of developers specifically looking to implement just baby cry detection in their own applications is probably quite small. Most developers who need this functionality are either working for companies that prefer proprietary solutions, or they're building more comprehensive audio monitoring systems where baby cry detection is just one feature among many. If you're determined to find a solution that focuses exclusively on baby crying, your best bet might be to look at academic research papers on the topic. There's been quite a bit of research into infant cry analysis, not just for detection, but also for health monitoring purposes. Some of these papers include code repositories that you could adapt. Another approach would be to use one of the more general audio classification models I mentioned earlier, but configure it to only alert on baby cry classifications. This gives you the focused functionality you want, while leveraging the broader training data that makes these models more robust. Regarding your mention of sample data as an alternative solution, that's actually a very practical approach. If you can't find a ready-made library, collecting and labeling your own dataset of baby cries versus other sounds could be the foundation for a custom solution that's perfectly tailored to your needs. There are several public datasets available that include baby crying samples, and combining these with your own recordings could give you a robust training set. The key would be ensuring you have enough variety in terms of different babies, different types of cries, and different acoustic environments. So to directly answer your question, while there isn't really a widely adopted standard library that exclusively detects baby crying, there are definitely tools and approaches available that can achieve what you're looking for. The choice between using a general purpose model with filtering versus building a custom solution really depends on your specific requirements for accuracy, latency, and integration complexity. That wraps up today's exploration of baby cry detection libraries. It's a perfect example of how sometimes the most seemingly obvious solutions don't exist in the form we expect them to, but with a little creativity and the right tools, we can usually find a path forward. Thanks for listening to Just Ask AI. If you have questions about artificial intelligence, machine learning, or any related technology topics, feel free to send them my way. Until next time, this is Herman Poppelberry signing off.